But, you know, if you've your thyroid's been removed...
Completely.
Yeah, you want to be sure you're on... if this had happened to me, which I would have fought tooth and nail, I would say that the only thing that I'd be willing to use would be Armour Thyroid. Is that what they've given you?
No, I'm taking Synthroid.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what you're up against when you do that. Synthroid is one synthetic compound of thyroxine, but there are dozens, more than a dozen, other compounds that are synthesized at the thyroid that are not essential for life, that are not in Synthroid. And so I think what you need to do is revisit with your medical doctor and ask them if they would consider this change. And if he's not willing to consider the change, I'd be looking for another medical doctor.
Okay.
Because this is a big deal. Nothing will happen in the first year or two or three. That's why everybody thinks it's okay. But over time, it will give you the most miserable quality of life. Okay? So you need to fight for this, and Lord willing, there'll be someone who has a more sympathetic ear, and you may need to do some homework yourself. Go on the internet and take a look at what I'm talking about so you've got an idea. Because this can affect so many other aspects of life, okay?
I've heard of Armour before, and I had brought it up to my endocrinologist, and he is a firm believer in mm-hmm. Synthroid.
And may God bless him. But
yeah.
it's obvious that he does not know any of the work of Fritz Albert Popp, quantum physicist, who showed that whenever you use a compound that's not live source, you have the potential to damage the DNA of the cells that are using it. Boy, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
No.
And so I'm sure there are other people who will have a little different view, and you're in a good area, Oregon. There's a number of naturopathic physicians there who I think have a very clear understanding of what's going on there. Okay, so let's come back.